Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, May 17th edition. Hope everybody's Wednesday of double slate action went okay for you. We got a 9-game Thursday slate on tap before we take us into the weekend. Interesting slate, nothing too flashy and a lot of hitting options to pick from. Let's just get right at it and not mess around. You got your totals on the day. Padres, Pirates at 8, A's, Blue Jays 9.5, Orioles, Red Sox 9.5, Phillies, Cardinals 8.5, Cubs, Braves 9, Rangers, White Sox 9, Rays, Angels 7.5, Tigers, Mariners 8, Rockies, Giants 8. So as you can see, you have 4 at 9 or better, 5 if you include the 8.5, and then 4 that are 8 or below. So it's kind of a mishmash of options, and the pitching, they're upside guys, but nothing flashy. We've seen the aces the last few days. We don't have them today. And DraftKings, if you paid attention, has done some really cool things with the pricing because they base it slate by slate. It's like dynamic pricing. We talk about it on the golf podcast a lot. Like this week at the Byron Nelson's a crappy field. So you're seeing guys that are usually like $7,000 are now like $85,000 to $9,000. They kind of fluctuate based on the slate at hand, as you would say in baseball. And you're going to see that today with the pricing. As we get into the pricing, the weather real quick, knock on wood, doesn't look too bad. The Cubs-Atlanta game has, you know, maybe 30 to 40% chances of rain. It's thunderstorms. It'll be off and on. Nothing too crazy to worry about. Other than that, things look pretty good for now on the weather front. Let's get at it for the slate. We'll start off with your pitching. This is how I mean dynamic pricing. Your top price guy at $10,800 is Cole Hamels. Nope. Not doing it. I don't care if it's the Chicago White Sox. It could be the San Diego Padres. It could be the Chico's, Bail Bonds, Bears. I don't care who it is. I'm not paying $10,800 for Cole Hamels. If he throws 45 points up there, kudos to you. Now, Tyler Skaggs, on the other hand, yes, it is an inflated price, but on this slate, you can look at him at $10,400 if you feel like paying up. He's a guy that's pitched better on the road than at home. He's at home today, something to keep in mind there, but he's also pitched really well of late. Two earned runs or less in four straight starts. In those four starts, he's got 18 or more DraftKings points. His highest points are like 23 points for the most part this year. So not a huge upside guy at 10,400. Seven or more Ks in three straight starts. He's done really, really good. He will give up the long ball from time to time, but he's limited it to solo shots for the most part. When you're talking about Skaggs versus Tampa Bay, Tampa Bay strikes out almost 24% of the time. Skaggs, great ground ball rate, decent strikeout rate. Tampa Bay has the lowest team total at 3.3. Lefties, 310. Righties, 289. They have a good WOBA against lefties, but an average ISO. And an okay ballpark for pitchers in Anaheim. Skaggs at 10-4. If you do want to go up, I don't have a problem with it. He's, to me, has one of the better floors on the slates. So some might characterize that as safer. There's no such thing as safe in baseball. Every pitcher gets blown up from time to time. Every pitcher. So he's nothing safe, but he should have a good floor if he shows up and does his thing at $10,400. I don't hate it. Next price guy is $8,400. We're not going there. But we go to $8,200 to Chad Kuhl at home against the San Diego Padres. Chad Kuhl is one of those guys. He's not flashy, but he has those upside outings and a matchup at home in a good pitcher's ballpark in PNC Park against an offense like the San Diego Padres. You take a look at it. The Padres strike out nearly 27% of the time. Kuhl is a heavy minus 165 home favorite at the moment. He's got a decent K rate. It's always a walk thing with him, 10.1% walk rate. But good ground ball. The fastball's been up this year, which is something really good to look at. Padres have the second lowest total at 3.5. Lefties do hit him well in his career. We know that. They're hitting him at 444 this year. Righties, 361. But as a team, the Padres have a very bad WOBA of 287 versus lefties and a very bad ISO of 118 versus righties. they really, really struggle, period, at the plate. When you're looking at scary lefties in your lineup, you have Eric Hosmer, yes. But then it's like Travis Jankowski, maybe Spangenberg, Franchy Cordero. So they have a couple guys, but nothing that like screams, oh no. So Chad Kuhl could be in a weird situation, as we could expect with him. But at the same time, it is an intriguing spot on this kind of a slate at $8,200. I don't mind Chad Kuhl in that K upside alone, because maybe Franchy or one of those guys runs into one. Well, if he gets the strikeouts, it kind of evens things out. You look at a guy like Luke Weaver, $8,000 at home against the Philadelphia Phillies. Weaver came out and threw a beauty for us against San Diego, so keep that caveat there. It's been a rocky year for Luke Weaver, but on this slate, he's worth at least mentioning, mainly because Philadelphia strikes out 26.6% of the time. Weaver has the strikeout rate at 25.3, ground ball rate at 46.6. He's limited the hard contact. He just has massive inconsistencies with his stuff, but his overall peripherals look really, really good. Maybe the last start was a sign of things to come, and the Padres were the medicine that cures him. We shall see. Philadelphia has a total of four. Yes, lefties hit 333, righties 295 versus Luke Weaver, and the Phillies do have a lot of lefties in that lineup that could be very scary. It does help. It's in St. Louis, not in Citizens Bank Park. So keep those things in mind, but at $8,000, Weaver could be in play for you. I don't completely hate the call there. Not one of my favorite plays, but don't hate it. You're going to $7,500. You got Matt Boyd at the Seattle Mariners. A lefty versus the Mariners. Oh, no. Oh, wait. Robbie Cano is likely out because he got hit in the foot and has a big bone bruise. He's supposed to miss a few days. If he's out, this is a tremendous look. Matt Boyd faced Seattle his last start out, 6 innings, 3 hits, 3 earned, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. He's got 5 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. Walks are always an issue of his. He has 3 or more walks in 3 of his last 4. But his last 3 starts, 20 or more points in 2 of the 3. He's got that boomer bust upside, which is what this slate is made of. Seattle doesn't strike out a ton, but we saw Boyd got the 6 Ks against him, put together a good start. Seattle has a 4-5 total. Lefties 263, righties only 304. Boyd has limited the hard contact. The ball stays in the yard most of the time versus him. Mariners have a good WOBA of 343, as you'd expect versus lefties, but only an average ISO of 161. No Cano, obviously. Likely no Cruz. I do like Segura. Do like Haniger. Don't mind Healy. There are some threats in that lineup. But as a whole, at this price tag, Matt Boyd makes for a really, really good play at $7,500, especially in your GPP lineups. Lastly, in this little subset of players, you got Vinny Velasquez, $7,300 at the St. Louis Cardinals. A broken St. Louis Cardinals lineup. You got Vinny Velasquez, who is the ultimate boomer bust type guy, as we know. He's going to give up homers. Like his last few games, 2-1. 2-2-1. So his last 5 games, he's given up at least 1 home run. Just keep that in mind. That will happen. He's gotten you 20 or more points in 3 starts this year, 17 or more in like 6 of his starts this year. He's had a couple blowups. There's no sugarcoating that. He has big boy K upside. He's also got big boy walk upside. That's what makes him interesting at this $7,300 price tag. The Cardinals strike out a little over 23% of the time. Velasquez has a 24% strikeout rate. Average ground ball rate about 40%. So he makes for a good play just because St. Louis has been, a little rough at the dish. Total of 4.5, lefties 333, righties 235. You're not really scared of a guy like Matt Carpenter. You got a Dexter Fowler who's struggling a ton from the left side. He's dominated righties, and the righties are what dominate this Cardinals lineup. So it's definitely an interesting play at $7,300. If he can keep his control down, the K upside's there to get you 6 or more Ks. Hopefully gives you 5-6 innings. Limits the damage, just a couple solo homers or something. And a $7,300 could give you a nice return. So in this middle range here, you got Chad Kuhl 1, Matt Boyd 2, Vinny Velasquez 3, Luke Weaver 4. Now we drop down to the cheaper of the cheap, and you got a guy, you guys are probably like, Bubba, why do you keep mentioning him? Well, his price tag keeps dropping, and I know how good he is. He just hasn't found it this year. And yes, I'm talking Jeff Samardzija at $7,000. He's been bad. He's been really bad. I get it. If you don't want to use him, don't do it. I'm throwing him out there for the fact he's facing a Colorado Rockies team that strikes out 24.5% of the time versus righties. He's still striking out almost 24% of the guys he faces. He's only walking 5%. Ground ball rate of 40%. He's limiting the hard contact. He's just getting babbled to death for the most part. You got a Rockies team with a team total of 3.7. It's the 5th lowest on the slate. Lefties are hitting him at 479. Righties 317. But the Rockies are one of the worst in baseball against right-handed pitching. They are horrible. Some of the average at best righties are shutting them down. They have a 293 WOBA, which is bad. an average ISO of 163, and those numbers are Coors inflated, most likely. They could be even worse. So Marge at 7K brings back some upside return. Have to mention him just because he might continue to struggle, but I'm telling you, he would not shock me if he just put one together because Colorado's offense has been just that bad. When you go down a little farther, you got the likes of Marco Gonzalez, 6,600 for the Mariners versus the Detroit Tigers. He got beat up by Detroit his last time out for 4.3 points. Prior to that, he's about a 15-plus point a start pitcher for about four or five straight starts. Was showing some really good stuff, so he can get hit. $6,600. Tigers don't strike out much at all, 17.5% of the time versus lefties. Not a big strikeout team. He doesn't walk many, but he gives up a lot of hard contact. That's his bugaboo. He's got a good ground ball rate. The Tigers' team total, though, is only 3.5. It's tied for second lowest on the slate. Lefties 366, righties 371. So the second lowest total on the slate with a $6,600 pitcher. Keep that in mind. Last guy I'll mention here is if you want to go ultimate punt, you got Eric Lauer, who got beat up his last time out, like really, really bad, by the St. Louis Cardinals. Prior to that, back-to-back pretty good starts against the Dodgers and the Giants. He goes to Pittsburgh to face a Pirates team that strikes out 21.4% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's not a huge strikeout guy. He's a fly ball guy, a hard contact guy. He's terrifying at $4,800. But I wanted to mention that if you want to do the ultimate punt, you can go there. It's really, really risky, to say the least. But so down below here, you got Marco Gonzalez 1, Jeff Samardzija 2, and Eric Lauer 3. Recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, you got Tyler Skaggs all by himself. You got Chad Kuhl 1, Matt Boyd 2, Vinny Velasquez 3, and Luke Weaver 4 in that middle range. And then down below, Marco Gonzalez 1, Jeff Samardzija 2, Eric Lauer 3. Let's get to the bats on this 9-game slate. Before we do so, let me talk to you about Draft, a great way to play fantasy sports. You check them out online at draft.com. Draft in your app store. It's snake-style draft just the way you like it. No ownership to worry about because you're the only guy that owns that player. They got baseball, football, basketball, hockey, golf, tons and tons of fun. Football, doing best ball drafts right now. That's just outstanding. Baseball, you know, head-to-head, three-man, five-man, six-man, ten-man, whatever. They're all out there. Tons and tons of fun. When you make your first deposit, use promo code SDSports at checkout and get a free entry into a free $3 tournament. So go check them out online at draft.com, draft in your app store, promo code SDSports for entry into a free $3 tournament, and enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, draft.com. Let's get to your bats on this 9-game slate and start off at the catcher's position. And you got your usual suspect at the top in Wilson Contreras at $4,400, swinging a good stick. But he's facing Mike Soroka, who's been, you know, up and down in his early starts. He's a good young arm. You got a Cubs team with a total of 4-5, lefties 348, righties 382 versus Soroka. So if you want to target the youngster, Contreras is a good call at 4,400. If you're saving some cash, though, you got like Mike Zunino versus Matt Boyd at 35 is in play for you. John Hicks, 3,400 versus Marco Gonzalez. He's a nice look there as well. He's been hitting lefties really, really well. If you go down a little farther, you got like Beef Wellington. Wellington Castillo has been disappointing this year, but he's 3,300 versus Cole Hamels. We know how well in his career he has mashed left-handed pitching. You have a White Sox team with a 4-3-5 total, lefties 312, righties 362 off of Cole Hamels. So Beef Wellington at 33 is in play tonight. Go down a little farther, a guy like Wilson Ramos versus Tyler Skaggs at 33. Kurt Suzuki at 32 versus John Lester. I don't hate that at all. The Braves against Lester could be very interesting. They have a 4-5 total, lefties 307, righties 383. Your righties are hitting Lester really, really well this season. Going on a little farther, guys like Robinson Chirinos at 3,100 versus James Shields. James McCann also for Detroit at 31 versus Marco Gonzalez. Don't hate that at all. So a couple good options for you there. Check your lineups. You might get some other cheapies like Tyler Flowers at 28, Tony Walters at 28 versus Samardzija, stuff like that. Let's go down to the first base position. You got Freddie Freeman versus Lester at 54. I don't care, lefty-lefty. It's not my preferred choice, but I don't hate it as Freeman's just hitting everything. If you like Anthony Rizzo at 48, I like quite a bit. Mitchy Two Bags, or as my buddy Mo on last night's episode of Around the Bases, episode 64, called him Mitchy Four Bags now. He's $4,600 against Kevin Gausman. Morton's having a great, great season. The price that continues to rise. You know, I'm not going to ever say it's too steep because his production's definitely been there. Boston has the highest total on the slate of 5.3. Lefties 327, righties 327 off Gausman. As a team, they have a 351 wOBA and a 202 ISO, both outstanding versus right-handed pitching. So the Red Sox are definitely a play tonight. And Mitchie Two-Bags at 46 could be a nice look as well. Ryan Healy, a guy that does hit lefties well. He's 4,400. I like him a little cheaper, but he's not horrible. We got Joey Gallo, yet again in a great spot. First base outfield eligible. He let us down yesterday. Hit a homer the game before. Folks, that's what Joey Gallo does. He is boom or bust. Rarely does he put together like the three-hit nights and a couple doubles. And, you know, that's not Joey Gallo. He is going for broke. It's all or nothing with Mr. Gallo. But he's $4,300 versus Big Game James. You know what to do there if you're feeling it. Trey Mancini, big-time power versus lefty. You got David Price on the hill for Boston. Baltimore has a team total of 4.2. Lefties, 332. Righties, 357 off of David Price. So a guy like Trey Mancini at 43 could be an overlooked option. Jose Abreu for Chicago, 4,200. The White Sox will be very low-owned. In a good spot versus Hamels. If Hamels falters, they could jump. Brandon Belt, another home run yesterday. He's $4,100 against Chad Bettis. The Giants have a 4.3 total. Lefties 350, righties 358 off Bettis. So Belt is in play yet again at $4,100. It's a daily occurrence there. If you still want a piece of that Boston action, but don't want to pay up for Moreland, you can get Hanram at $4,100, who's been just fine hitting in the middle of that order. Nothing to worry too much about in that situation. Mark Trumbo for GPP, upside only at $3,900 versus Price. You know, farther, a guy like Matt Davidson for Chicago, first base, third base eligible. Another right-handed power bat versus Cole Hamels at $3,700. He'll be overlooked most likely unless people are looking for savings. Good option for you there. Another guy that's mispriced day in and day out. We talk about it almost every podcast. He had a big game against the Mets yesterday, 27 DraftKings points. His last few games, 27, 7, 15, 16. Those are his last four games. Playing really, really well. He's going up against Mr. Triggs, who can scuffle against Toronto. Has the second highest total on the slate at 4.9. Lefties hitting 413. Righties 340. Toronto is low price and value on the slate. Justin Smoke at $3,600 is a really good looking play against Mr. Triggs in Toronto. Nice hitter's ballpark. In that same matchup, though, you got Matty Olson at $3,600. He's heating up a little bit. He went to Ding Dong City last night. That's his second homer in the last three games. We know when he gets going, he can crush a lot. He's going up against Aaron Sanchez, who's been up and down this year. Oakland has the fourth highest total on the slate at 4.6. Lefties 363, righties 388. So Matt Olson, also a nice play in this one. So Oakland and Toronto, your second and fourth highest totals. Cheap options tonight. Nico Goodrum, talked about him the last few days for Detroit. He's a first base outfield eligible switch hitter. He's been hitting cleanup in that lineup. He's 3,600, kind of a boomer bust guy, but he's got some upside. I'd rather go Olson or Smoke personally, but he's there. Or even CJ Cron, who's just crushing baseballs, always shown power versus lefties. Had 23 points last night, 19 before that. We've mentioned he's been like a 7-plus point guy for a long time now. And folks, if you believe in it, the revenge factor. CJ Cron's returning to Anaheim tonight to face the team that traded him this offseason. So keep that in mind. CJ Cron at 3,600 GPP play versus Skaggs, because we know we mentioned Skaggs. We love Skaggs. Tampa Bay has the lowest total on the slate. But Cron does have that sneaky upside. I'd still probably rather go with Olson or Smoke. But for deep GPPs, you can go that direction. Mentioned John Hicks already. You got David Freese, first base, third base at 34 versus the lefty Lauer if you want a cheapie there. Other than that, check lineups. You might get a few. But there's a lot to like there up top, obviously. In that middle three range, there's some really solid options there if you want to save some cash at first base. And they have a big upside. Second base, you got Ozzie Albies at 54. He's stupid expensive, but he has destroyed left-handed pitching in his early career. Absolutely crushed them. So he's a great play if you can afford him. I have no problem putting him in a lineup every night. Yeah, Javi Baez at 46, not bad at all. Jonathan Scope, big-time power versus lefties. He's 43 versus Price. Jed Lowry, though, at 41. I do like him a lot. Another piece of that Oakland A's offense. You know, he's in a bit of a slump for Jed Lowry standards, but still hitting well, hitting in the middle order. First, Aaron Sanchez, he is in play. One of the Phillies lefties we talked about, Cesar Hernandez, 4K versus Mr. Weaver, if you're looking in that direction. You know, farther, like Ben Zobrist at 35. You can look at, you know, Hervis Solarte is only 3,400, second base, third base eligible versus Triggs, so another nice piece, cheap piece of the Toronto offense in that one. You got Kiner Falafa, second base, third base for Texas. He's 3,200. Nice, cheap option there as well. Other than that, check your lineups. A few will pop up as always. Going over to third base, Chris Bryant at 53. Yes, if you can afford him, no problem at all. You got Arenado at 51. Career-wise, has destroyed the San Francisco Giants. That's just what he does, especially in AT&T Park. He just crushes them. He's 51, but I don't know if he's the best player tonight, but no one would ever be shocked if Arenado would tame him. Josh Donaldson down to $4,200. Bit of a discount, so a nice option there. You got Kyle Seager at 3,900. Does hit lefties just fine, so don't run away from that if you want. At that same price point, Rafael Devers is only 39, so both nice cheaper options there. You got Danny Valencia for Baltimore, 3,800 versus David Price. We know he does like to hit lefties. That's what he does in his career. Joey Bats, 37 versus Lester. Matt Davidson, 37. So there's three really dicey GPP plays. Basically, you're hoping they hit home runs off their lefties, but that's what makes them GPP plays. Matt Chapman at 36 isn't horrible. You go down farther, you got Longo at 35. Young Hervis Solarte, mentioned him already, is 34. So those are a couple options. David Freese, we mentioned him already at 34. Another cheaper option at the position. Keener Falafa at 32. Another one. So there's a few there. You got guys like Louis Valbuena is only 3,100 versus Chris Archer if you need another cheap option there. Going up to shortstop. Manny Machado at 56 versus David Price is outstanding. If you can afford that, it is great. Absolutely great. But Gene Segura at 44, I do like a lot if you're not using Matt Boyd. He can get on, he can run for days, you can steal on Matt Boyd. So Segura at 44 is a very interesting option for you there. Bogaerts went deep last night. He's 43, always worth a look in your lineups. You go down farther, you got guys like, you know, Paul DeJong's not bad, but you're not really looking at righties versus Velasquez too much. Tim Anderson at 36 versus Hamels could be a cheaper shortstop if you're looking there. Marcus Semien at 35, I don't hate that either. Brandon Crawford, he had the day off yesterday. He should be back tonight at 3,400 in a good spot versus Chad Bettis. Other than that, you're going to have to dig deep for your value because it gets pretty bleak. You got guys like Adeniyi Echevarria. If he's at the top of the order, he's 2,900 versus Skaggs. It's not the worst play in the world. I'm not looking to target Skaggs, but it's not horrible. Other than that, you got to check your lineups. There's not much down there at the bottom, which is typical for shortstop these days. Heading to the outfield, you got Mookie Betts at 58. He's in play every day. Mike Trout at 47 is another goodie. Blackman, Jose, or Che DeMartinez crushed another one last night. He's 5,200. I like that quite a bit versus Gausman, Tommy Pham. But then Andrew Benintendi, he's been swinging a hot, hot bat. $4,800. He is in play tonight versus Gausman. Don't mind that at all. Odubel Herrera at 47, not horrible. Justin Upton crushing it as well at 47. So these are all your captain obvious picks. Shohei Ohtani at 46. All interesting plays for you there. Mitch Haniger at 45 against Boyd. Don't hate that at all. Yeah, guys like Nomar Mazara at 44 to go with Joey Gallo at 43. Both interesting options there. Trey Mancini at 43. Talked about him. Ronald Acuna at 42. Both solid plays as well. Nick Castellanos is back. He's healthy. He's 4,100. Not a bad option for you in that matchup. You dip into the 3,000s. You got Travis Jankowski. He's leading off at 39. He's not horrible. But I got like Teoscar Hernandez at 38. Don't mind him at all. Delino DeShields Jr. should be able to get on against Big Game James and steal some bags at 38. Mentioned Joey Bats earlier. You go down a little farther. McCutcheon at 37 is not ideal, but it's not horrible. Franchi Cordero at 37 for GPP playing for the home run play. Adam Jones at 37 versus David Price, not bad either. Sinsu Chu at 36 for Shields, I like that in this mid-tier range quite a bit. Nicholas Goodrum at 36, mentioned him already. Yeah, Cargo at 36 versus Samardzija. If you think Samardzija is going to struggle, that's a cheapie for you. Farther down you look, Dustin Fowler is 3,400 versus Aaron Sanchez. Could be interesting in a stack option, not a one-up because he usually hits at the bottom by himself. But in a wraparound stack, he could be in play for you. As you get towards the bottom of the threes, it's going to get pretty, pretty rough. You have to check lineups to see who really stands out down here because it's just a cesspool of what is it. Matt Joyce at 3K, always a good option versus righties. It's second in that order. He could definitely be in play for you there. Other than that, check your lineups to see what pops up. So that wraps up your run through the DraftKings rosters for the 9-game slate today. Recapping your pitching real quick. You got Skaggs by himself up top, and then in the middle, Chad Kuhl, Matt Boyd, Vinny Velasquez, Luke Weaver in that order. Down below, Marco Gonzalez, Jeff Samardzija, Eric Lauer in those orders. Remember, I already discussed the risk-reward options there. Let's take a look at your BVP. A lot of kind of younger arms, so not a ton, but Mookie Betts, 12 for 29 with a double and three home runs off Kevin Gausman. Hanram's taking him deep twice. J.D. Martinez, 4 for 7. Mitchie Two Bags is taking him deep. Lots to love there with Boston. Danny Valencia, 13 for 22. That's a 5.91 average. Three doubles versus David Price. Mentioned him. Manny Machado, 11 for 37. That's a 2.97 average. One double, four home runs. Trey Mancini's taking him deep as well. Mark Trumbo's taking him deep twice. Interesting looks there. Cesar Hernandez, 3 for 3 with a double and a homer off Luke Weaver. Joey Bats has 5 homers off John Lester in 61 at-bats, hitting .230 though. Freddie Freeman, 6 for 20, 2 homers and a triple. Kurt Suzuki's taking him deep. Jose Abreu is taking Cole Hamels deep. Albert Pujols, 6 for 15 with a homer off of Chris Archer. Other than that, we're running low. Brandon Belt, 7 for 16, 2 doubles off Chad Bettis, so we do like Belt to stay hot. Ian Desmond's been horrible this year, but he's 10 for 24, 3 doubles, 2 homers off Samardzija. Gerardo Parra, 12 for 30 with a double and 2 homers. Nolan Arenado, 12 for 29, 4 doubles. Blackman's even 9 for 30 with a double, 2 triples, and a homer. He's given up homers to Cargo, Story, Blackman, Iannetta, Parra, and Desmond. So, yeah. Well, there you have it, guys and gals. It is your MLB DFS Quick Hits in the books for Thursday, May 17th edition, 9-game slate. Check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDGens, TheSportsDGens.com. Join us in the Slack chat as we yak it up daily about the slate, about everything. Guys have a gambling room. We talk about picks in. There's a little bit of everything going on around the SportsDGens Slack chat. Wrapped up Bench with Bubba episode 94 last night with Mike Alexander of Razzball, Friends of Fantasy Benefits, LifeLogic DFS. Tons of good stuff there. So go check that out. Around the Bases with Bubba, episode 64 in the books as well last night. So lots of good content coming out there. You got the Italia Serie A picks for the week with Francesco coming up as well. So a lot going on at the Sports DGens. Come check us out. And I am on Twitter at BDintrix. Hit me up with any questions you have. Again, join us in the Slack chat. Really good stuff there. But that'll do it. Thursday, May 17th edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.